Thanks for downloading the Foreign Exchange Market Report podcast for April the 30th, 2012 from Coracle Online and Crossbar FX. One of the potential pitfalls about reporting on foreign exchange rates is that when recalling previous movements, there is, 99% of the time, a set of economic data announcements which enables the reporter to explain why exchange rates have done what they've done. What's less obvious is that when these data announcements were made, the effect they had on the market was more often than not a lot less significant. For example, one could say that last week the US dollar weakened across the board as data showed an increase in US economic growth for Q1, which gave a significant boost to global risk appetite and hence investors sold the dollar to go elsewhere. Alternatively, one could explain a weakening US dollar on worse than expected US jobless claims, a fall in durable goods orders to the tune of 4.2%, and GDP which, although positive, actually fell to 2.2% from 3% in the previous quarter. And finally, that US consumer confidence fell in April against March. So all negative announcements, and hence the market sold off the US dollar instead of buying Swedish krona and sterling of all things. What's true is that it's usually a mixture of all the factors, and none of them individually. Market sentiment is looking at the euro, and for some inexplicable reason, if selling euros, investors are buying sterling instead of dollars, as the British pound is increasingly seen to be the least ugly of the three. The euro weakens for all the headlines that we can read. Spanish bonds are now rated as junk, one in four people is unemployed, and they're back in recession in Q1. Other euro negative news involved the political upheaval in the Dutch government and Sarkozy losing the first round of the French elections. Many investors have shorted core European bonds in the belief that the crisis will worsen. In the UK, government borrowing was more than expected in March at £18.2 billion, but was down for the year, thereby meeting targets and coming in at £11 billion less than last year. The UK is double-dipping, though, as we fell back into recession by 0.2% in Q1. Thanks for listening.